This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Man, Astros played yesterday. First opportunity to see Cam Smith in right field and... didn't see anything.
Nothing much.
Yeah, he didn't get any balls hit to him in the same way that, of course, happened with Jose Altuve in the first instance that we had him in left field. We just didn't get anything in that way, which was a little disappointing. We are getting more Cam Smith versus big leaguers. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna be honest. What is he? One of seven?
Oh, are you backing out?
I'm not. I'm just saying it's becoming just a little bit. Just a little bit tougher to like do the thing where we just go, yeah, bleep all the other stuff. Look at the numbers that are so. Look at the really big number. Break camp with them.
Let me just say this because I mentioned it last week or earlier this week. I mean, other big leaguers have a chance to face the same pitching, and they're not batting what he's batting. You know, like everybody's stepping into that box and facing some big league pitchers and some. You know, quadruple A pitchers, some double A pitchers, and they're not doing what he's doing. So, I mean, look, you, if you're comparing them to other people that are in the plate, I mean, obviously they have more pelts on the wall.
Yeah, you know, see, that's the thing, man. Yeah. Like, he never been in the big leagues at all and kind of fresh out of college a little bit and whatever the case may be. That's the thing that's going against him.
No, I get it. All I'm saying is, like, he's an impressive cat, and I think they're giving us a sign, several signs, that they are going to seriously consider him, you know, breaking camp with the team just because of you know, playing him in right field now. He worked in right field some. That some of the things they've said, which have been quite impressive, to be honest, some of the things we've heard people talking about him.
Yeah, he'll be playing in the Astros spring breakout game that's happening today, probably about 1, I believe, is when that game will happen at Cacti Park of the Palm Beaches. He'll be with the likes of Bryce Matthews and such, some of the other guys that you're looking at there. Jacob Melton will be playing in that one as well. So, you know, you'll see some of those younger Astros that are younger guys in the Astro system that you're looking forward to seeing, including Cam Smith. But speaking of Cam Smith, Astros assistant general manager Gavin Dickey sat down with the Clutch City Territory podcast, really interesting podcast, and he had a couple of things that he said about Cam Smith that, you know, just if you wanted to hear more positivity before I get to the Astros negativity that's going to be on the backside of this one. Cam Smith always does it. This is Gavin Dickey again, the Astros AGM, on what makes Cam Smith so damn special.
But I think the thing that has everybody here in camp so excited about Cam is like the makeup. It's special. Right. Like it's special. He's a young man that has a chance to and you don't see this often. You know, I've been in sports my whole life and I've said this. He has the ability to raise the floor of players around him without trying. just because how he goes about his work on an everyday basis, his approach in practice is diligent. His attention to detail is diligent. How he preps to play every single day is diligent. And you don't see that very often from a 22-year-old. That's the thing that makes him special.
Man, I mean, that's the assistant general manager, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not me. That's not some fan. That's not, you know, some insider. That's the AGE. You know, that's the assistant general manager.
Yeah, and a man who also, like, worked his way up through the Astros scouting. So, like, he also has the scout's eye. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the thing that caught me from that is just the ways that he's describing Cam are, one, like, the types of things that maybe you would not expect from a young guy, but mm-hmm. the types of things also that I imagine would help a young guy acclimate in the big leagues, right? Especially if he ends up there a little bit earlier than some would imagine. And so that's the thing that kind of helps me counterbalance where, okay, maybe the bat is slowing down just a little bit in spring training as he gets maybe more major league pitching and more pitchers that might be actually trying to get him out as opposed to like working on a thing mm-hmm. per se. But yeah, that I thought that was really encouraging for the idea of Astro Cam Smith starting the season with the big league club. And then what about this as well? See if this also helps with the excitement, because the two-way one said, I need some excitement for this offseason. Well, how about this? Again, Astros AGM Gavin Dickey, this is him talking about how equipped Cam Smith is to transition to the outfield, because we know it feels like if he's going to make the major league roster, he'll be playing right.
I scouted him in high school. You know, he played shortstop. And we've had him on the backfield. He's played, you know, he's played some outfield for us, and he's been working on it for the last, you know, for here throughout spring training. The athlete is going to make plays. I expect that he'll have some growing pains as he gets used to just playing on that side of the field. He's been a left side defender, you know, essentially his whole life. So reads, angles off, balls off the bat on that side of the field, you expect that he's going to have some growing pains. But I do feel confident that he's going to catch the ball. He made some plays on the backfields the other day, and you're like, whoa. You know, I think the thing that catches you off guard is, you know, we've seen him and he's big and he's physical, but like he can run. And that's the thing that I think is going to help him cover up some maybe early misreads. If that happens, it's going to happen, right? He's going to misplay a ball. But I think the athleticism that he has early on, especially if he ends up staying in right field long term, is going to help him cover up for some early mistakes that may happen.
Does that sound like a guy that doesn't think that he can get the job done?
No. And that's the thing is, two wolves. The responsible side of my brain is like, okay, this is a man who's comfortable with the caveats, and he does not want to have to every time he speaks give the caveat of, you know, eventually we still think he has room to grow.
Yeah.
But all these things are the case. However, I feel like that caveat feels like it's a little bit less when you're speaking so glowingly about Cam Smith. And the thing that I try and give myself solace with is, okay, there's a distinct possibility that he doesn't break camp with the big league club. All these, like, that's a good dichotomy to have, or a good, you know, problem to have, is like, he's not going to be up this quick. But when he does get up, all these good things still exist within him. Like, that's great. I just selfishly am ready to see it, especially the more and more that we hear about, like, the kid and more we get to see of him.
And the other thing that was interesting in that, you know, we were sort of waiting for reports, then we got him. I guess McTaggart was the first. Like, he's gonna work on the backfields, in right field. And we're like, all right. But he said early on in that he's been working on the backfields in right field. Did you pick up on that? I mean, he said it early on. It wasn't just this week. He said pretty much all camp he's been back there. So, you know, we don't see everything. The reporters there don't see everything. So he might have been, this might have been part of the plan all along.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, if you're judging from what he said.
Maybe.
He said been working, you know.
And, I mean, been working could be like he's been working the last couple of days. I don't want to try and read too much into it, but I hear
you. Play the start of it again, because I thought it was like, I kind of raised an eyebrow and went, okay, play the start of it again.
I scouted him in high school. You know, he played shortstop. And we've had him on the backfield. He's played, you know, he's played some outfield for us, and he's been working on it for the last, you know, for here throughout spring training.
There you go. Throughout spring training.
Okay. Look, you don't need to. I'm here with you. I'm with you.
But when I heard that, I went like, huh. I thought it was just this week when he started.
Yeah. Well, look, yeah. I you know me. I'm here with you on the idea of hoping. We were just talking to Ari yesterday, and he was like basically trying to get us to pump the brakes on it as well.
Could it be a thing with him being the prospect? They just trying to figure out what's the best position for him.
Well, and the
because he said high school he was a shortstop.
Yeah, and he's been a third baseman, and they said that
maybe they just trying to figure out what's best for him.
Well, yeah. It seems like they have some ideas. It just again, you don't want to just go haphazardly into these types of things. You want to get a little bit of a sample set of data.
Yeah.
You want to see it a few times, and again. You want to get a feel for what it looks like as opposed to just in theory. But again, you hear Gavin Dickey there, and he seems very convinced that, you know, the raw talents themselves would get him over.
Yeah.
Even as you're starting to learn some of the intricacies, like what we saw with Jose Altuve. Like, there's just the little things that pop up, and there's a million of them playing at any given position. The little things that you pick up, the little tips of the trade and the pro tips or what have you, those are things that they'll have to pick up at some point. And I imagine that those are things that they're working on. But it seems like, man, I am so excited. Even if it's like a couple weeks or a month into the season or what have you, I'm super excited, more and more so. That's one thing I can say about this season when it comes to the hope or the optimism, the hope of meter, right? I'm super excited for that and that. I mean, not even that alone, but like primarily that gives me enough excitement on top of some other things. From optimism to maybe a little bit of pessimism.
Yeah, because that was one piece of audio that I kind of, as we just talked about, I went, huh, you know, there was something else where I went, huh.
Yeah.
But not in a good way.
No, it was a Forrest Whitley who it feels like, I mean, we've kind of said that this is almost like last chance. Like, I think he's out of options at this point. Like, you really just need him to be on the big league club. And it seemed like he was, working towards the possibility of being in this pen and really helping you. But Joe Espada let us know that Forrest Whitley has a bone bruise in his knee. And so he's in no throw for a few days. And that, I mean, I don't want to make too much of that. However, he kind of has history.
Yeah, well, not only that, but the part where I kind of raised an eyebrow on this one was he said Forrest Whitley has a bone bruise in his left knee. And he's a no throw is what he said for a few days. And I went, all right, so he bruised his knee. No big deal, even though, you know, he has a history and we may not have a lot of confidence, you know, based on his injury history, et cetera.
It's just always something popping up, ain't it?
But then Espada said this, and that's when I went, oh. He said that, you know, Espada said Whitley, quote, felt something in his knee in his last outing. Well, that ain't a bruise. Have you ever bruised anything but not actually... You know, like hit that
that contusion.
I don't know. We've all had bruises. I'm pretty sure every bruise I've ever had, I know how I got
it. Can you get a bone bruise without actually hitting
after
a bone?
Quote, felt something in his last outing and then all of a sudden becomes a bone bruise? Let's keep also in mind, and I'm going to, you know, be completely, you know, transparent here. I think we're all a little bit skeptical when the Astros talk about injuries. You know, we have a long history. Go back to Michael Brantley. Go back to Justin Verlander,
Kyle Tucker,
especially Lance McCullers.
He had a bone bruise. Was it a bone bruise?
Was it McCullers?
I thought Kyle Tucker had like a bone bruise that kept him out for like 3 months.
Yeah.
It might have been.
So. I went, oh, Lord, because at first I was like, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, bone bruise. But the bone bruise came because he, quote, felt something in his last outing. That ain't great. That ain't a bruise. I know when I get bruises because I remember bumping my knee against something or whatever.
Yeah. And I mean, you're right, Figgy, was Kyle Tucker. But that's concerning. But I think it highlighted for me again, right? The hope and the optimism, the yin and yang of this thing for the Astros. A lot of optimism when you look at the young guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still excited, right? Christian Walker, you avoided major injury. Like he's already running and doing defensive drills and those types of things. Like you add him and Isak Paredes, especially as pull hitters in the park, Daikin Park.
Mm-hmm.
Like offensively, I think you got some things going. It feels like fingers crossed, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've already seen Lance McCullers live BP. You're seeing Luis Garcia pretty close on his tails with his recovery. Like, I think the pitching looks like it's going to be pretty solid, but depth.
Yeah.
Depth is that thing that has a big question mark for me. And this Forrest Whitley thing just brought that to the fore one more time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oof.
Yeah.
If you do have, and baseball is a long season, right? Marathon, not a sprint, all that. If you start having injuries, you don't have the depth to make it through if you have too much. And that's the thing that was highlighted again for me. And I guess that's the reason why when we were doing the Hope Meter, I know that the fellas of Pain and Pendergrass circle back around to that today. Like, that's the thing that I understand where some people are like, hey, yeah, there's hope, but there, very quickly underneath, right, underneath that that surface of hope.
Anxious hope.
There's anxiety is probably a good word to use there that absolutely exists. But we'll see how it goes. Like, that's all we can do as we continue to watch. We're less than 2 weeks away from opening day at this point, right?
We are.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So we're very quickly moving towards when this gets really real. And even closer is the time where they actually have to make a decision on what's happened with Cam Smith. Bryce Matthews did get a sign to AAA. So, like, you're already seeing some of these guys get weeded out. And Cam Smith's still here.
Yeah.
He's still here. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including big-time basketball wins and big-time basketball loss for your Aggies. We'll talk about that next.